Mishnah Hay, Alakeah Sadami Aviv. Somebody who buys a field from his father. Meith Aviv Vachakah Hikdisha. His father died, and after that, the son was Makdis a field that he had bought from his father. Harehi Kasada Achuza. The field had the din like a Sada Achuza, a Sada that was inherited. Even though he didn't inherit it, he bought it, but since his father died before he was Makdis it, and he would have inherited the field anyway, it had a din like a Sada Achuza. And the difference between a Sada Achuza, a Sada that was inherited, as opposed to a Sada Mikna, a Sada that is bought, is that when you're Makdis a Sada Mikna, when somebody wants to redeem it from Hegdish, he pays the value of the field to Hegdish. Hegdish assesses the value, and the person who redeems it gives the value to Hegdish. As opposed to a Sada Achuza, when it's redeemed, it's not redeemed according to its value. The Torah tells us that you pay a flat fee of 50 shekel kesef for the field the size of a Zerah Chomer Sarim. Hegdisha v'achakach meis of it. Harei ukusada mikneh, divrei Rabbi Meir. But if when the son bought the field from his father, he was magdish it, and only after that his father died, in such a case it has a din like a set of mikna according to Rabbi Meir, it's redeemed according to its value. And since at the time he was magdish it, his father had not yet died, so therefore he would not have inherited it at that time, even though his father died afterwards, we don't look at it as a set of achuz, instead we look at it as a set of mikna. Rabbi Huda Rabbi Shimon Aymerim kisara achuz. Rabbi Huda Rabbi Shimon said, even in such a case that he was magdish the field before his father died, since his father died afterwards, it had a din like a Sada Achuza, as he was bound to inherit this field at some point, even though at the time he was Magdish, he would not have inherited the field yet. We look at it as a Sada Achuza, which is redeemed according to the Cheshbon of 50 Shekel Kesef for Zerah Chomer Sarim. Shenema, this we learn out from the Pasuk, and the Pasuk said, Ben Sada Miknaso Ashalo Misada Achuzaso. A Sada Mikna, which is not a Sada Achuza, is redeemed according to its value, and we learn out from this Pasuk, Sada she'en ruya liya sada achuza. The only field that has a din like a sada mikna is a sada that is not bound to become a sada achuza. Yaita zu is the exclusion of this case that we're talking about, she'en ruya liya sada achuza. In this case, that the son bought the field from his father, even though he was magdish before his father died, since it was bound to be a sada achuza, he eventually was going to inherit it. We look at it as a sada achuza, and it's redeemed according to the Chayvin of Chamish and Shekel Kesef for a field the size of a Zerah Chomer Ser. Sada Mikneh Eina Yoytzeh L'Kornim B'Yovel. She'en Adam Makdish Dabar She'en Eshalom. There's an additional difference between a Sada Achuza and a Sada Mikneh. As by a Sada Achuza, we have said earlier that when a Sada Achuza is redeemed, when Yovel arrives, it's taken from the person who redeemed it and given to the Kornim to be split up among the Kornim that are serving in the Beit HaMikdash and that Mishmar at the time that Yovel arrives. But a Sada Mikneh, when Yovel arrives, is not given to the Kohanim. And the person cannot be mad at something that is not his. As when Yovel arrives, the Sada reverts back to the original Bala. As the person who bought the field cannot be mad at it more than till the next Yovel. As he can't be mad at something that's not his. When you buy a field, you only have it until the Yovel. When Yovel arrives, it reverts back to the original owner. So when it's Magdish it, he only could be Magdish until the next Yovel. If he doesn't have it longer than that, you can only be Magdish what you have. So therefore, since when he was Magdish it, he was only Magdish it until the next Yovel, it reverts back to the original Balaam at the next Yovel. As opposed to a Sada Achuza, when a person is Magdish a Sada Achuza, since he owns it forever, when he's Magdish it forever. So therefore, when somebody else redeems it besides himself or his son, it will never go back to the original Balaam. Instead, when Yovel arrives, it's given to the Kohanim. Kohanim will be in Matishim la'olam v'garlim la'olam bein lefnei ha'yovel bein la'achar ha'yovel. Kohanim will be have a different din than regular Yisraelim. They can always be Magdish a Sada Achuza. Even in the year of Yovel itself, at the regular Yisrael that is Magdish a Sada Achuza b'shnas ha'yovel itself, the field would not have Kedusha, as opposed to Kohanim will be in when they're Magdish a field, even b'shnas ha'yovel itself, during the year of Yovel itself, the field would have Kedusha. And so too, Kohanim and Levim can always redeem a Sada Achuza that they were Magdish, bein lefnei Yovel, whether it's before Yovel or after Yovel. As it did is by regular Yisrael that is Magdish a Sada Achuza, he only had a chance to redeem it until the Yovel. Once the Yovel arrived, he can no longer redeem the field, as opposed to Kohanim and Levim, when they are Magdish a Sada Achuza, even though they did not redeem it before the Yovel, they still have a chance to redeem it after the Yovel. Somebody who's Magdish a Sada Achuza, a Sada that he inherited, during the time that the Dina Yovel are not Nohag, when the Dina Yovel are not kept. During the Beis HaMikdash Sheni, the Dina Yovel will not know it, as most of the clients will not in Eretz Yisrael. And even during the Beis HaMikdash Rishon, after Reuben and Gad, who lived in the Eidah Yard and the other side of the Yard, went into Galus, Ayidei Sancheirev, the Dina Yovel will no longer know it. As for the Dina Yovel to be Noeg, we have to have Mother Svartim in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, since Reuben and Gad had already gone into Galus, the Dina Yovel were no longer Noeg, even during the times of the Beis HaMikdash Rishon. And if your Magda Shei Sera Achuzah, when the Yovel is not Noeg, we do not have the din that when you redeem the field, you give Chamish and Shekel Kesef for a field the size of Zerah Chaim Reserim. Instead, during the time that Yovel was not Noeg, and you redeem the field, you give the face value of the field to Hegdash. When Hegdash is ready to have the field redeemed, they first tell the original owner, who is Makdis the field, you make the first offer as to how much you want to give to redeem the field. The reason why Hegdash gives the original owner first dibs at redeeming the field, that the original owner, if he redeemed the field that he was Makdis, he has to add a fifth to the cost of the redemption, as opposed to anybody else who redeemed the field. They would not have to add a fifth to the cost, so therefore Hegdash prefers that the original owner redeem the field, and that way Hegdash will be marviach, the profit, the extra fifth. Now the fifth that he gives is a chumash milabar, a fifth to the outside, meaning it's really a quarter of the cost, that after you add up the whole total, it would be a fifth of the total. Now there's two other reasons why Hegdash would prefer that the original owner redeems the field. As the original owner, since the field was once his, would be willing to give an extra amount than the field is really worth, and since it was once his, he probably likes the field. As Rotza Adam Bekav Shalom, a person always likes to have the objects that are his as opposed to somebody else's objects. There's an additional reason, which is that the Ikar Mitzvah is for the original owner to redeem it. This we learn out from the Pasuk, and the Pasuk says, then lo yigal. Only if the original owner doesn't redeem it, then others should redeem it. So we see the Ikar Mitzvah of Padilla is for the original owner. There was a story about somebody that was magdish his field because it was a bad field. The amount it produced did not cover the cost of cultivating the field, so he didn't want the field anymore, so he was magdish it. Hegdish told the person who was magdish it, you gave the first offer to redeeming the field. He said, I'm willing to redeem it only for an iser, a very small coin, which is worth only 8 prutos. Amar Rabbi Yosi, lo amar zeh ela bekaber. Rabbi Yosi said, the amount he offered was not an iser, it was less than an iser, it was an egg worth that he offered the Hegdish for the field, and he didn't want the field, that's why he was makdish it, so he gave a very low offer. Shah Hegdish nifta bekesev uveshava kesev. Hegdish could be redeemed both for money and shava kesev, anything that's worth money, so therefore he offered an egg for the field. Amar lo higatika. Hegdish told him it's yours. Nimsa masid iser, but so day lefana. It turns out that he lost the iser according to Tanakama. He offered an iser. Now he has to give that iser to Hegdish plus a chomesh. And now he has the field back. He didn't really want the field in the first place. That's why he was magdish it, and he tried to give a low ball offer, figuring Hegdish would not give it to him for that offer, but Hegdish gave it to him for that iser, and now he has the field back that he didn't want, plus he had to give an iser to Hegdish. Now the difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi, the Tanakama says that he offered an iser, which is 8 prutas, while Rabbi Yosi said he offered an egg, which is worth much less. And because the Tanakama holds that you cannot redeem Hegdish for less than 4 prutas, so that way the chumash that you add on to your bid is at least a pruta, that's at least the amount you can redeem a field for. The chumash has to be at least a pruta, while according to Rabbi Yosi, you can redeem Hegdish even for less than that. It doesn't make a difference that the chumash is not a pruta. So according to Rabbi Yosi, he offered an egg, even though the chumash of an egg is less than a pruta.